Fresco cycle of the Scrovegni Chapel. The vault of the chapel frescoed by Giotto is divided into two parts by fasciae containing the busts of patriarchs and kings, whose stories are narrated in the Old Testament. In the two large compartments are round medallions depicting the Madonna and Child, Christ's Blessing, seven prophets, and St. John the Baptist. On the walls are scenes from the life of Mary and Jesus, separated by fasciae dividing the surface into three registers. The whole cycle is an extraordinary story in images, which from the southeast corner proceeds along the inner perimeter, tier by tier, incorporating even the triumphal arch in which the Annunciation is depicted. The use of perspective is innovative for the time, as is Giotto's ability to convey with immediacy not only the historical facts, but also the emotions and sentiments associated with them. On the far wall opposite is the powerful scene of the Last Judgment, which brings to completion the spiritual path of the faithful with either the promise of eternal blessing or the terrible admonishment of infernal punishment. Highly important from the figurative and thematic point of view is the decoration of the high base, where a series of painted monochrome representations of the cardinal and theological virtues and the seven sins serve as a lesson and admonishment for believers. The decoration of the apse area, probably carried out between 1317 and 1320, was executed by one of Giotto's followers. Noteworthy is the statue of the Virgin and Child and the candelabra holding angels, the work of Giovanni Pisano. The thematic and doctrinal complexity of the decoration is probably due to the contribution of a theologian, who some scholars have identified as the Augustinian cleric represented in the Last Judgment, next to Donor, Enrico Scrovegni.